So you've covered turning and emerging at junctions and at crossroads. In this lesson, you'll learn how to drive around roundabouts safely, and you'll follow the same hazard routine as you've followed in your other lessons. So think of roundabouts as a crossroads junction with a circle in the middle. The aim of them is to keep traffic moving from three or more different roads. It's really important to understand roundabouts in order to pass your driving test and to be a safe driver. So in this lesson, I'm going to go through the basic rules of them and how to use the hazard routine to approach and drive around them safely. You'll be giving way to traffic from the right. Approaching a roundabout. Firstly, you need to make sure that you notice signs to recognise that there's a roundabout ahead. Start your hazard routine early so you can make sure you're in the correct lane for the direction you want to go. And keep a special lookout for vulnerable road users, such as cyclists, motorcyclists, horse riders and pedestrians. Roundabouts come in all different sizes, all different numbers of lanes, and the lanes are in all different positions. This is your first roundabouts lesson, so I'm going to cover the basic four road roundabout, which is just like a crossroads with a circle in the middle. Turning left at a roundabout. As you approach the roundabout, check your middle and left door mirrors. Signal left. Position in the left-hand lane. Reduce your speed and start to look early. And then once you're in the new road, check your mirrors before speeding up. As you can see, it's exactly the same as left turns, which you know you can do. Top tips. Slowing down enough and starting to look early enough are the keys to managing roundabouts well. To choose a safe time to go at roundabouts, look for gaps in the traffic. Rather than looking at the vehicles, look for gaps. Don't be too concerned about holding vehicles behind you up. You need to focus on keeping moving if possible and managing and learning about roundabouts. But don't worry about choosing a safe time to go at this point. Although it is something you need to manage independently in the future, your instructor will help you with this while you focus on using the correct hazard routine. Choosing a safe time to go independently is a more advanced skill that you'll develop as time goes on. Going ahead, as you approach the roundabout, check your middle and left door mirrors. Do not signal. Position in the left-hand lane and reduce your speed. Start to look early. Remember, you're giving way to traffic from the right and you're looking for gaps in the traffic. Once you have the opportunity to go, stay in the left-hand lane. It's important now that you keep in the centre of the left-hand lane. Straddling the lanes is dangerous and can result in a test failure. As you pass the exit before the one you want to take, check your middle mirror and your left door mirror and then signal left. Look well ahead into the road you're taking and especially look out for pedestrians who may be crossing the road. Turning right. As you approach the roundabout, check your middle and right door mirrors and signal right. Position in the right-hand lane and reduce your speed as you approach carefully. Start to look early. Look for gaps in the traffic. When you have the opportunity to go, drive into the right-hand lane on the roundabout. It's important now that you keep in the right-hand lane. Straddling the lanes is dangerous and can result in a test failure. As you pass the exit before the one you want to take, check your middle and left door mirror and signal left. You might now want to glance out of your passenger window. This would be a chin to shoulder check, meaning that your chin wouldn't go past your shoulder, your left shoulder, as you're looking out the window. Move across to the left-hand lane and then into your exit road. And look well ahead into the road you're taking. Especially look out for pedestrians who may be crossing the road. So remember, these are the basic rules of basic roundabouts. But you must look for signs and road markings to see if these rules apply or if other rules apply. Finally, going the wrong way on your test is not a fault. Skipping lanes at the last minute is a fault. If you find yourself in the wrong lane, just go the wrong way. It doesn't matter. The examiner will give you more directions to get you back on track.